And good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Next week, guess what? We have a holiday to celebrate. It's National Gardening Day. Well, what's this all about? We'll find out. And I have many uses for coffee grounds. Some are for the garden, some are not. Plus, how about some favorite perennials? We'll have those for you. Ed Thralls joins us and says hydroponics is still popular and keeps us. He'll help us get started, of course. Joni has been seeing lizards in the landscape, and we'll have a report. You can call in, too, at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. Teresa has the day off. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment, by the way. And Kelly Velez is at the controls, and Joni and I are here, too, hosting the program. So please join Kelly, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Laws and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand. Or visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com.
Climate change is a place for tremendous opportunities. We know the facts. Let's learn the solutions. Florida Climate Week by Volo Foundation is a free virtual event. Take part in a week's worth of events with guest speakers to help you understand the impact our changing climate is having on the Sunshine State and learn how to become a part of the solution. Florida Climate Week will feature over 40 exclusive events. Register now for free at floridaclimateweek.org.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task. But as the psalmist says, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth. With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. We have a number of items on the gardening agenda today. One is my favorite perennials. I love a lot of these, and I'll have my list for you. These are plants with the potential to live for more than 1 year. Sometimes we call them short-term perennials, but most of them do live a longer period of time, depending on where you live in Florida also. Some can last many years, others are much shorter. Teresa sent hers list in too. Teresa has a day off today. And I have a list of what to do with coffee grounds. I'm frequently asked about the nutrient value, which is approximately 2% nitrogen, with a little bit of phosphorus and potassium. Texas A&M University says coffee grounds may be good for your lawn, and there are other uses too. We'll go down the list in just a little bit as time permits. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, and I'm also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Garden Guide, and Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series, so you might want to check any of those out. Just put our name into a search engine, and a lot of those things will kind of pop up for you. Thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your calls. At least Joni is at 407-916-5400, or you can call us toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS. Of course, you can also text us at 23680, and I have that right in front of me here. So that'll pop right up, and Joni pops the questions, callers, everything like that into another computer. It's amazing. I've got several screens here, plus I'm looking right straight into the production area, which is kind of neat. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us with hydroponics basics and a gardening update, and Joni says we have some interesting lizards of sorts. Hour number two, Randy Schultz will be with us. Randy is stopping by from Home Garden and Homestead.com, and he'll have the home and garden trends. I wonder what they could be. Kind of be kind of neat, huh, to find out what people are thinking. I always love surveys. Always love to find out what's going on. We have the webpage up for April also with my amaryllis experience and plans for shady area. Joni has an orchid feature. Teresa has design tips for cottage gardens. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's and Moonsign planting dates. Take a look. Great webpage design at betterlawns.com. And you can send us a question, too. That would be kind of neat. Right now, please join me in welcoming the people making the program totally possible. Kelly is at the controls in here right now, and Colton is assisting today and will be with us permanently after a little bit here. So, and Joni, of course, is answering your phone calls, and we'll be talking to everybody here. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How you doing, Tom?
Fine. Colton, you can wave.
Colton, say hi real quick.
Back here.
How's it going, everyone?
Yeah, there you go. We got everybody. And Joni's on the phone right now, so she'll get around to us. Like I said, Teresa has the day off today, and we're in our studio, and I'm right here at the microphone. And you can call us at toll-free, of course, 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. Trash can report for this week, 7 full trash cans of debris, and a lot of it's the prunings out of the yard, that's for sure. Great week, felt like spring. I think spring is here. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
I kind of, you know me, I like my cold and things of that nature, but I think it's getting to that point. You just say, yeah, 7 trash cans. It's getting there.
Yeah, and of course, you have a nice new home there that you're working with, that's for sure. And appropriately, this week is National Gardening Day, and it's Wednesday the 14th.
Wow.
Now, what are we supposed to do on National Gardening Day? According to the history, the background to it, is encourage residents to get out into their gardens and do more gardening. But, you know, I think the COVID-19 did that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I go to the garden center next to me or drive by it, and they are full. And the lady there tells me that she just has a hard time getting the plants in.
Yeah.
And people are buying so many. And then I was with a gentleman who grows plants yesterday, and he said he's having a hard time keeping up with the supply going out of his nursery, and a lot of the plants are going to Texas.
I could definitely see that because the gym that I go to, right next to it is a Sam's Club. Actually, not a Sam's Club. I'm sorry. It's a Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I pass there in order to leave, that place is packed. The gardening area is just incredibly packed. So yeah. I can definitely see that.
People are big into gardening. I mean, they really are. Yeah. What do you think, Joni? Good morning. You're free. You can put your headsets on. There you go. There
she's putting a headset on right
there
now.
There you go. Okay. We're just welcoming you in this morning. You've already got a caller up here for us, too.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
I'm just saying, this week is National Gardening Day.
Okay.
And so we're supposed to encourage people to garden, but I think they're already gardening.
Yeah. Oh, yes, here.
I mean, well, you look at the nursery next to us, and it's just packed with people. Garden center's coming through. That's kind of neat.
My neighbor right now, all the time, him, his wife, and I believe there's another person that's in their household, they're always in front gardening. day and night.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But I don't like it because the comparison between his and mine is night and day, but we'll talk about that later.
There you go. My good friend Tom Payne, who's often a guest here with us, sent me this information, said, would you talk about lubber grasshoppers if you haven't done it already? I don't know whether you've seen them or not, Kelly or Colton. Joni has. Lubber grasshoppers get to be big grasshoppers. That's L-U-B-B-E-R, and it gets its name. If you look up lubber in the dictionary, it means to kind of waddle back and forth. So, and that's what these grasshoppers do. They just kind of lubber along, waddle back and forth. They start off very small, and they get to be about 3 to 4 inches long.
See, that makes sense because really when I first moved into this new house, it's the first time I've actually seen these grasshoppers. I just pulled it up on Google. And at first we thought they were locusts or something like that. Well, like, I'm like, I've never seen this before in my life.
Yeah, they often call grasshoppers locusts, so it's not abnormal. Okay. But it's a big one. And, you know, one of these days when you have kids, what you do is you put a harness on the grasshopper, put the kids in a wagon, and just let them pull the kids across their lawn.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they're big. And so Tom said, can you talk about control? They're hatching out now. I was in a landscape yesterday where there was several of the little ones out there. And so what you can do is take them off and do the grasshopper stomp. Is what you do,
or
you
can drop. Or
they're normally in a cluster, and he sent me a whole picture here. They look like they're on the one of the lilies. Might be a crinum lily, and probably an amaryllis is what it is. They love crinums. They love amaryllis. They love things in a lily fountain. They love day lilies. And it looks like you just go through and pick them up by the handfuls and do the grasshopper stomp, or put them in some rubbing alcohol, something like that. And that's a possibility. Or we used to use 7. Which is an insecticide. The only 7 I've been able to find here lately is 7 dust. I've got a funny feeling it's kind of going off the market. So maybe one of the other general insecticides would work. You want to get them under control now because they're only going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're big. And the eggs for the next generation will be laid in about August, somewhere around there.
Okay.
One generation a year. So you want to get them under control now. So Tom Payne, thanks for that tip there. Let's see. Kelly Colton, you drink coffee?
Not really. Are you a coffee drinker, Colton?
I am a huge coffee drinker.
Are you? Okay. Well, we've got what to do with the coffee grounds. Joni and I do not drink coffee,
nope.
But we know people who do. And this is all from Texas A&M University. A&M stands for Agricultural and Mechanical, if you didn't know. It goes way back. Texas A&M University. It said early studies evidently have found that coffee grounds have the potential to improve fertilizer performance in lawns. So I guess what they want you to do is toss out some coffee grounds into your lawn. Says it also rivals peat mosses, organic matter amendments. So that's a possibility. Okay, here's some other things you can do with your coffee ground, just for the fun of it here. Number one, you can use it to neutralize odors. And the grounds, I guess you put them in refrigerator, freezer, like you would baking soda, something like that. It's supposed to take up odors. Household cleaning scrub. Evidently, you mix this with water or something or put it across the surface of a sink, and it will help scrub down the sink. Exfoliating scrub, you mix coffee grounds with some coconut oil and apply to your skin. Yeah, kind of neat, huh? It's a natural dye. Joni's helping some callers right now. Furniture renewal, cosmetic purposes, cooking. It can be used as a meat tenderizer. Wow, all these things here. One thing they did check out, they said they didn't find the insecticidal properties, although we have used it to control some scale on cycads. So maybe they need to look a little bit longer, all from Texas A&M. Tell you what, let's go to the phone calls because we need to. We got a whole long list of them here right now. Let's go to Jay in Orlando. You'll have to pop that one up for me. Jay, good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, Tom. I have a friend that's got a lychee tree in Howie in the Hills, and it's about 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall, and it's very, very bushy, very plush. But lately, the leaves are turning yellow close to the trunk and then spreading out along the branch, turning brown, and then falling off and leaving the branch bare.
Okay, so there's nothing on the branch, not even any new growth?
No.
Okay. Well, what you have to do, Jay, is tell your friend to scratch the leaves and see if the stems are green. if the stem is not green, then it's died during the wintertime, and you might as well go ahead and cut that one off. So that's a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it's still it's green, cold, a cold could have got it. That's totally possible. But if the limb is still green, then it's a possibility that, you know, you could go ahead and have it come back in growth. So I just go ahead and check it out first. If it's brown, go ahead and prune it off. If it's not, just leave it and see what happens.
Okay, and what if it spreads to the other branches? Would there be something wrong with it?
You know, you'd have to cut a limb off or something like that and take it to somebody to take a look at it, because they're going to go ahead and look and see if there's an organism in the limb, see if there's any problem like that. But I can't tell you that. You can send me a picture. I'd be happy to look at it. You can just go up on my website, betterlawns.com, and tell me you want to send me a picture, and I'll get right back to you. Then you can send me the picture. But there's nothing, you know, going around that affects the lychees except the cold. And isn't Howie in the hills? You know, it gets a little colder there, so I don't know what the cold is. But once you get much below 32, you're going to start getting some injury. That's a possibility. Okay?
Okay, so that's betterlawns.com.
Betterlawns.com, yes. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, good luck, Jay. Tell your friend good luck also. Let's go to Phil in Apopka. What do you say? Hey, Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. Enjoy your program. Give me some tips. I want to plant some grass seed, Argentina Bahia. Give me some tips about what I do, what I need to do.
Okay, what you need to do is just make sure that you have the soil worked up, and then when you plant the seed, work it in lightly and keep it moist. That's the secret to it. You might want to check the pH, make sure it's acid, but getting the seed worked in lightly, keeping the soil moist, and you should be okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, it's about that time. And we're going to take a quick break here because Ed Thralls is waiting in the wing. Joni already has him in the garden. And so he'll be ready to help us out here. We'll talk about hydroponics, and we'll find out what's happening right now. Is it just as popular? He says it is. Plus, he'll have some tips on what you can do to have a hydroponic garden. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
They say your life flashes before your eyes, right before you die.
It's a girl!
Life jackets save lives. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see bicyclists can often be fatal. Drivers, always watch for bicyclists, especially at night. Bicyclists, when riding at night, always make sure you're visible so approaching vehicles can see you. Wear bright or reflective clothing and equip your bicycle with a white headlight, a red taillight, and reflectors when riding at night. Let's all do our part by sharing the road safely. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And, of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth." With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Gardens. If you use coffee, drink coffee, you got coffee grounds left over, unless it's instant coffee. I guess you don't have much grounds left over then. But Kelly was saying when you worked at Starbucks, was it people would come in for the grounds all the time?
Yeah, I want to say every day.
Yeah.
And of course, you have different shifts at Starbucks, but people would definitely come in because once the grounds build up in the actual espresso makers, we dump them into a special like garbage can that has just those. So people would come in for a whole trash bag full and leave.
Wow.
Just having a good time.
You know, that's when we were using it. They became very popular when we were using it to control a certain insect on the sagos. And so what they would do is they put it at the base of it. They would let the coffee ground soak in some water, and then they would use it as a spray. And it seemed to control the scale. And Texas A&M here in this report here said they didn't get any insect control. So I don't know how they were using it or whatever, but it certainly worked for people in Florida here. So
yeah, that conversation really made me understand what it was, because I was like, what are you going to get out of these coffee grounds? You know, when it first happened, but now I understand.
Yeah, kind of neat. Spring sale here, Seminole Bromeliad and Tropical Plant Society. That will be at the Sanford Garden Club, I'm sure. And that's next week, April 17th and 18th, 9 to 4 p.m. Good chance to get your bromeliads and tropical plants. So if you want to do that, that will be at the Sanford Garden Club next week. Seminole Bromeliad and Tropical Plant Society. Always a great selection, 9 to 4 p.m., and that'll be fun. Let's get Ed in. What do you say? Our good friend Ed Thralls, the University of Florida, Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom, and to everyone else on the show. How's things going down there? You're at the studios now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is kind of nice. We're in here, and we've got Kelly and Colton running the program here, and Joni's answering the phone calls and doing Joni's corner. So,
Ed, you should see Tom right now. He looks so high tech. He has multiple monitors up.
I do.
He has his headphones, has his mic.
Yeah. One of Ed's degrees, by the way, Kelly, is information technology.
I love it.
And he has the extension center all set up. He actually has 3 degrees. One of them's horticulture. The other one's electrical engineering. So Ed, you're a man of many talents.
Sometimes it gets me in many troubles.
I bet it does. Hey, we want to know how the garden's doing.
The garden's doing really well right now. Tomatoes and peppers all have small fruits on them, and squash actually not only has small fruit, but we harvested some yesterday. We also harvested green beans yesterday.
Wow.
It's kind of fortunate right now. I think it's just a change of weather, but the insect population just isn't very high right now. I expect that to change pretty soon, though.
Yeah, I hate you people that are so far ahead of me. I was over at Bob Hodling's house yesterday, and he's way ahead of me, too. He's going to have corn pretty soon. That ticks me off.
That is ahead of you.
he started it early. So let's talk about hydroponics today. Is hydroponics still popular?
I think hydroponics is popular, and I think it's growing in popularity, especially with younger gardeners and people who live in smaller areas like apartment buildings or maybe in trailer parks where you just don't have a whole lot of yard space to do any gardening. Hydroponics is something that they want to give it a try. They want to grow something, and that's great. And as long as they're staying home during this pandemic, they've got time to, I think, master some of the techniques that you have to learn with hydroponics.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, it's something just easier for them to do. There's many systems, right, that make it attractive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of systems. If you come out here and visit our office and take a walk through our gardens at the extension office, you'll find that we have several passive systems, like a floating system, and then we have a vertical hydroponic system all out in the garden that you can take a look at. They really don't take up a lot of space, and you can put it on your patio so long as you don't mind maybe getting a few stains on the concrete, because you're messing with a lot of water and some nutrients. But you don't have to worry about soil problems or any of the things that go along with soil, and you can control some of the systems with an app on your smartphone. So it really is ideal for people living in smaller units like apartments.
High tech today, right? Yeah, high tech.
Yep, they do have too much high tech.
So what are some good plants to grow?
Well, a lot of people grow herbs, especially mints, and I think mints just grow about anywhere. But basil and stevia work well. Vegetables, including lettuce, spinach, tomatoes, and peppers. And if you're choosing tomatoes and peppers, look for dwarf or miniature varieties, because they just kind of fit in well or better with these smaller containers you're going to grow them in, unless you have a large hydroponic system. And then houseplants like peace lilies and aglaonema and spider plants are all good choices to grow in hydroponics.
Yeah. So what is an easy setup, something easy, if you just want to give it a try to start off with, what would be an easy setup?
Well, I think the easiest setup is using a 5-gallon bucket. Get a dark-colored bucket so you won't have to worry about light affecting the root growth. But a 5-gallon bucket with a lid is an easy way to give it a try. There's good videos on YouTube. Also, the extension office is a good contact. But nutrient management is relatively simple, because you'll use a water-soluble fertilizer, you know, those blue water-type fertilizers. And you can grow one plant to several plants, depending on size of the plants. And basically, you suspend the plants through a hole in a styrofoam float that's going to sit on top of the water that has the nutrients mixed in it. And for about $25, you're on your way to give hydroponics a try.
Yeah, I've done that, and it works out very well. How about the towers? That's something I have not done.
Oh, boy. Towers are interesting. When about a 1-square-foot footprint, you can grow somewhere around 20 plants in that particular area by growing them vertically. They are in polystyrene foamed, I don't want to call them boxes, but
containers.
Yeah, containers would be good enough. A lot of people call them styrofoam, but they're not really styrofoam. And you stack them one on top of the other, and you rotate them in such a way that you have these little corners that you can put your plants in. You fill the containers with something like perlite or vermiculite, or maybe a combination of both. You notice there's no soil there, no potting mix, no compost. And then you put water and nutrients in a container that you can pump to the top of one of the towers, and gravity feeds the water down to the plants below it. And it's a pretty interesting way to get a lot of plants in a small area. It can get very complicated. I read where they're using solar panels to charge a battery that runs a pump that delivers a liquid nutrient to the uppermost containers. And then several systems run several times a day. You have to monitor pH levels. You got to think about the total dissolved solids that are monitored and report to a computer sometimes, or a smartphone application.
Wow.
So you can see a similar system that I just described out at the West Concourse at the Convention Center, and they can cost anywhere from $500 to over $1,500.
Wow. You got to get a lot of produce back for that price.
Oh, I think so. And, you know, you can't grow that much lettuce.
No. Wow. That's just very close.
Lettuces seem to be very popular in those systems as well.
Yeah. So I guess you're still going to have to provide nutrients and things like that, right?
Yeah, you have to keep a check on the plants. in our system, for instance, for our demonstration purposes, we put fertilizer in once a week, and we add water twice a week, so you've got to keep track of that. And you also have to set it out in an area where there's adequate sunlight. You just can't put it up in a shade and expect it to give you a quality turnout. So, yeah, there's some maintenance to do.
So you just can't walk away and everything's going to be okay.
No, the plants are going to use water. Water's going to evaporate, and if you don't have enough water, the roots may come out of the water solution, and that's deadly to your plants.
Yeah. Well, how about pests?
Oh, yeah. We don't get free ride in this either. Pests and diseases can be an issue, and you need to deal with them as soon as you see them. So don't wait around for them to show up. Be, what we say, scouting. Get out there and scout and look for those problems before they show up.
Okay. And, same type of pests?
Oh, yeah, same type of pest, aphids, whitefly, stink bugs, whatever. And one of the things you want to do is to make sure you identify the pest and then determine if that pest is going to need control. And if so, do what you have to do as quickly as you can. A lot of the soft-bodied insects you can control with insecticidal soaps. You can hand-pick the insects. You can use BT in the form of thuricide for your caterpillars. I forgot to mention that. Caterpillars will be on them. And for your indoor hydroponics, read your pesticide labels carefully, because there's not many pesticides labeled for indoor use.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So these hydroponic units that people think are so carefree and so easy to use maybe aren't in the end and could be expensive.
Not in the end. The people who really believe that they're that carefree are the ones who are selling them.
Okay, how about some classes?
We got a first-time home buyers class coming up, and it's going to be in Spanish. And next week I have key pests and key plants. That's for those people who buy a plant that has an insect or a disease named after that plant. If you plant that in your landscape, for sure you're going to have those pests show up, so you need to know how to deal with them. We have something called a lifescaping series. It's already underway, and it's got about 3 more weeks to go. It's a guide to healthy Florida lifestyles. And then I have an alternatives to traditional vegetable gardens like hydroponics or container gardening or raised beds. And that's coming up toward the end of the month.
Okay, and you get online at ocextension.eventbrite.com, right?
Yes, and that's the only way we're producing classes right now. They're virtually. Starting May the 3rd, we will be opening up the building. No appointments required. We can have walk-in customers. Room capacities are going to be limited, so we may have a hybrid-type teaching where some people are comfortable with the virtual teaching, and some people want to come indoors, and we're going to open that up starting May the 3rd.
Okay, Ed, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for being with us, as always, and we enjoy all your great information.
Enjoy your weekend, and happy times in the garden.
Yeah, and happy times in the studio here. Thank you. And that's Ed Thralls, University of Florida Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. We're coming right back. Joni's going to be up. Joni's Corner. Going to have some information on some lizards she's been seeing. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And, of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth." With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you on such a great gardening day. I'll be out in the garden sometime today, that's for sure. I've been doing a lot of work out there, trying to get the landscape back in shape, planting those individual seedlings. Gave away a lot of tomato plants. I mean, I had a lot of leftover tomato plants, and I put a whole tray of them out. These were good ones. Some of them I'm not always happy with what I put out, but I put out a whole tray of them. And, you know, in a matter of a couple hours, it was gone, tray and everything. So that's kind of neat. Randy Schultz joins us during the second hour with Home and Garden Trends, his editor with Home Garden and Homestead and .com. And we'll be looking forward to having Randy with us. Right now, let's get Joni in. What do you say? Joni's Corner Time.
Yes. Okay, you know those cute little green or brown lizards?
Yes.
We all have in our yards and in screen inside our screened-in pools. Do you ever wonder how so many got in there?
Yes.
How?
I don't know. Tell me.
Many species of these lizards can be found in almost anyone's yard, from glass lizards, anoles, geckos, and skinks. Many of these are escapees that were once pets.
You How about think? That? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But don't worry, none of them will become full-grown dragons. They're not chameleons either, though. Some can change their color from bright green to brown or some color in between to match their surroundings. They can even lose their tail from a predator, but they will regrow a new one.
How about that?
Yeah,
we can't do that. We lost our tail a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You didn't regrow it?
Okay. Thank goodness.
Anyway, these cute, harmless little creatures are actually holdovers from the time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Anoles are actually a good sign that you have a healthy landscape, as they can reduce unwanted insect pests.
That's good. I see them eating ants, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's good. The kinds we have in Florida are the green anole, which is the most common. It likes to be in trees or shrubs and can change its color from emerald green to a dark brown.
Mm.
This is why many people think they are chameleons, but they are more closely related to iguanas. A few other lizards that we have in our brown anole, which is similar to green anole.
We got those.
Yeah, it can be yellowish to brown, but not green, and has a lighter diamond design down its back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see that.
Their diet includes ants, good, roaches, spiders, and beetles. Good thing to have them around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There are lots of other anoles around, and also skinks and gecko lizards, but the anoles are the most common. There is also another lizard called the eastern glass lizard.
Yeah, well, we see those.
Yeah. Its meals include insects and small invertebrates. It sure looks like a snake to me, but it's totally harmless and can grow several feet long. This one has eyelids and ear vents on the side of its heads. And if attacked, its tail breaks off.
How about that, a glass lizard? I like that. We see them in the landscape kind of slithering across periodically, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to give us a call, now's the time. Joni's free.
I'm free?
Yeah, well, you're free to do whatever.
I mean, I can go home now?
No.
Imagine Joni's like, bye.
Yeah, that's right. You see her going out the door, huh? Yeah.
Start your gardening day a little
early. Yeah. I got the keys to the truck, however.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But the number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can call locally, 407-916-5400. But why don't we let Kelly pay the bill, 1-888-45-LAWNS, and Colton will start paying the bill next in a few weeks, right?
You ready? He's ready.
Deep pockets, that's good. Hey, I've got a number of text messages. You want to text me, 23680. That's 23680. Here's a comment from Nancy and Coco. And Nancy says that she's been using coffee grounds with her gardenia, and she hasn't had any aphids or sooty mold, which is kind of nice. So if want to give coffee grounds a try, there's different ways of doing it. University is found you put some at the base of the cycads. That'll help with cycads get out near the ground. But evidently you have to soak the grounds, and then you strain them off, and then you make a spray out of it. So I don't know how Nancy's using it. But like I said, Texas A&M found that there wasn't a whole lot of value in it. So, well, anyway. Tell you what, yeah, we're going to take a break right now. And when I see the hand winding, twirling, that means it must be break time. I try to remember. I'm looking at my watch here, and I kind of know. We've got a couple other text messages I'll get to. I've got my list of perennials, plus you can call us at 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you teachable? That probably sounds like an odd question, but an important one. Parents want their kids to be teachable. Coaches want it from their players. Supervisors desire it from their employees. And, of course, teachers want it from their students. You see, teachability is a willingness to listen, to follow instructions, and it implies humility. Teachability is equally important in our walk with God. When we allow Him to teach us, we admit that His wisdom is greater than ours. This is not an easy task, but as the psalmist says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth." With Christ as our Savior and Lord, we discover the ultimate teachability. Is the Lord trying to teach you something? Listen. Are you listening? Especially during these difficult days in our world, we would all be wise to listen to God through His Word and trust Him through obedience. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And thank you for joining us at Better Lawns and Gardens. Joni, we're your fans here. You had a bunch of them in the beginning giving you a call, but I don't see anything up there right now. They're texting me, so they're becoming my fans, that's for sure. By the way, we have a good fan coming up next hour, Randy Schultz. And Randy is with the Home Garden and Homestead.com. He's the editor, and he's going to be talking about home and garden trends. Do you have a thought, Joni?
Oh.
No, Joni's back at the phone, so you can give her a call.
Yes,
and we have, as I always say, we have an operator standing by, so that'll work.
You're sitting by.
Okay, sounds good.
That's true, right there.
Okay, here's some text messages. You always text me, of course, at 23680. You can call us at 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, just a little bit left in this hour, but you'll have it for second hour. Here's a text message. I've been using Bayer Systemic, which is now Bio Advanced Systemic, for my vegetables, and it seems to be working. Do I need to do anything else? You know, I am one, if the plants are growing and there's no pest, I don't worry about it. I just let the plants grow. Some people, I guess, like to put something on preventative, but I don't do that. I just think it's probably... a waste of pesticide, and you don't want to overuse pesticides. So I will go ahead and put a spray on, or pick the bugs off, or wash them off, or whatever I do, if needed. Like if it's a lubber grasshopper that Tom Payne sent me in, I'm going to be out there picking those off and doing a stomp or putting them in some rubbing alcohol. Some of those get so big that pesticides won't even work on them, so it becomes a problem. Here's another one. Is it too late to start watermelon seeds? None of the seeds I tried to pre-sprout grew. I used a whole packet. You know, if you use a whole packet of seeds and nothing comes up, you've got some type of problem. So with the seeds, and maybe it's old seeds, or what I find sometimes the seeds sit somewhere, and that becomes a problem in that they're sitting out in unfavorable conditions. And all of a sudden, the seed just dies due to too much heat or what have you. So if you've used a whole packet of seeds, you'll want to get some new watermelon seeds, but it's really too late now. I don't know. Somebody might be lucky and have some success with it, but it's really too late to get the watermelons up and growing. So next watermelon planting time will be in August. So you could go ahead and plant your seed in August. The time for watermelon would be end of February, depending on where you live, maybe 1st of March. And then August, somewhere around August, and it'll be fine. Okay? So we'll see. Let's see if we can get, we have enough time to get this one call in, and Joni's putting her up right now. And as soon as she's done, we'll go ahead and get with Deborah in Orlando. But let me give you, I'll wait till that happens there. She hasn't done that yet. Some of the my favorite perennials here. Number one, it's not anything here to... to say that anyone is more favorite than the other, but I like the Bush Daisy. I also like the Pentas, Fire Spike, Mexican Heather, the Jacobinia. A lot of people may not know Jacobinia, and the Peacock Ginger. Those are all good ones there that that you can grow and enjoy as perennials. The Bush Daisy has yellow flowers. I like that one an awful lot, and that one should be a good one for you to grow. Let's see if we can help Deborah very quickly. Deborah in Orlando, good morning to you. Got about a minute, Deborah.
Okay, good morning. Yes, I was wanting to know if the barrel type composting mechanism where you turn it, it's round and you keep turning it. I'm not sure how often you do that and what's the best.
Well, you know, I'm familiar with it. And what you do is probably a couple times a week, you go out there and give it a spin is what you do. And that kind of keeps the ingredients mixed up. And that's why you're doing that. And by so doing, it breaks it down quicker. It's going to break down no matter what. But if you churn it, it's going to break down quicker. So I'd probably do it a couple of times a week. And you just have to keep checking it and see when it's broken down. But it's going to take probably, you know, depending on what you put in there, it's going to take probably a month, month and a half, maybe 2 months before you really get anything broken down into what we call compost.
And do you like spray it with water or anything to help the process?
It wants to be moist but not overly wet. So if it's just nice and damp in there, lightly damp, that's fine. You can add a little fertilizer if you want also.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So how long you had this unit?
Well, I haven't actually gotten it yet. I wanted to get more information.
Yeah, you know, you can do the same thing just in a big pile, or you can do it inside of some fencing or something like that at in your yard. And if you want with a pitchfork, just give it a turn. Or if you're like we were when I was young, we just let it sit there and it breaks down. It just takes longer, but you'll eventually make compost no matter how you do it. The bins and whatever they are, barrels, they just give you something more to pile it in and maybe more attractive. But outside of that, it's not critical.
So it really doesn't matter which one you use?
Nope, doesn't make a difference which one you use. Yeah, or you can just put it in a pile. That'd be fine.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Got a note here from Peterson's Nursery, 9:30, lecture on attracting birds in your yard. So that'll be coming up there with them at 9:30 today, Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. And that one will be there for you today if you want to go ahead and enjoy it. Tell you what, coming up next hour is going to be Randy Schultz. If you're on the line right now, Keith and Grant, I will go ahead and take you off the air there. Randy Schultz, we're going to be stopping by Home Garden and Homestead.com. We're going to be talking about home and garden trends. That's going to be kind of nice. And, of course, you can text me at any time. You might get ahead that way, 23680. And keep our number handy, which is 1-888-45-LAWNS. We'll be back for hour number two. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.